This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Florida's EKG mandate for high school athletes faces medical scrutiny. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pei, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Florida has become the first U.S. state to mandate electrocardiogram EKG screening for all high school athletes, a policy intended to detect life-threatening cardiac conditions. However, medical experts are raising evidence-based concerns about whether the requirement represents sound public health policy or an inefficient use of screening resources. Key takeaways: Florida enacted the first statewide EKG mandate for all high school athletes, requiring screening before athletic participation. Medical experts question the clinical value and cost-effectiveness of universal EKG screening in asymptomatic adolescents. Alternative screening approaches, including targeted history and physical examination, may better protect athletes while reducing false positives and healthcare costs. The policy and its intent. Florida's new requirement mandates that all high school athletes undergo EKG screening as part of their pre-participation evaluation. The policy aims to identify students with undiagnosed cardiac abnormalities that could trigger sudden cardiac death during athletic exertion, a rare but catastrophic outcome that has drawn public attention following several high-profile cases among young athletes. Sudden cardiac arrest in young athletes, while uncommon, remains a leading cause of non-traumatic death in this population. The American Heart Association estimates that approximately 1 in 100,000 to 1 in 300,000 young athletes experience sudden cardiac death annually, though precise figures vary depending on screening methodology and population definition. Screening approaches and their limitations in young athletes. Comparison of detection methods by sensitivity, specificity, and clinical applicability. History and physical exam alone detects 45% of structural geography, 88% sensitivity for HCMKG, universal screening, 62% sensitivity, high false positive rate, targeted EKG, risk-based, 8% sensitivity with lower false positives. Source: American Heart Association screening recommendations. Georgian Medical Journal News. Evidence against universal EKG screening. A critical issue with universal EKG screening in asymptomatic adolescents is the high rate of false positive findings. The American Heart Association's guidance on pre-participation screening emphasizes that while EKGs can detect certain abnormalities, they generate substantial numbers of incidental findings in healthy young people that may not require clinical intervention but trigger unnecessary further testing, anxiety, and costs. Research into screening effectiveness shows mixed results regarding mortality reduction. A 2011 study published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology found that while EKG-based screening programs in Italy identified cases of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, HCM, translating screening into reduced mortality requires careful clinical follow-up, specialist referral, and activity restriction, infrastructure that varies widely across school districts. Cost-effectiveness represents another concern. Universal EKG screening for all high school athletes would require substantial investment in equipment, trained personnel, and downstream specialist evaluations. The American Academy of Pediatrics, AAP, has noted that screening programs should prioritize cost-efficient approaches, particularly when false positive rates remain high. 1 in 500, the estimated prevalence of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, HCM, the most common cause of sudden cardiac death in athletes, yet universal screening generates far more than 1 in 500 positive or equivocal EKG findings in asymptomatic youth. What alternative screening strategies offer? Rather than universal EKG screening, several evidence-based organizations recommend a tiered approach. The American Heart Association's consensus statement on pre-participation screening advocates for a comprehensive personal and family history, physical examination, and targeted EKG or echocardiography only in athletes with warning signs or family histories suggestive of inherited cardiac conditions. This risk-stratified model offers several advantages. It reduces false positive findings, targets resources toward high-risk populations, maintains cost effectiveness, and relies on clinical judgment rather than blanket testing. School-based screening programs that include trained healthcare providers conducting detailed history and physical examination have demonstrated reasonable sensitivity for detecting clinically significant cardiac disease without overwhelming the healthcare system with false leads. See related coverage on clinical updates and health policy issues in sports medicine, implementation challenges, and unintended consequences. Universal EKG mandates also raise practical implementation challenges. Not all high schools have access to trained EKG technicians or cardiologists to interpret results. The burden falls on primary care physicians and school nurses who may lack specialized training in interpreting EKGs in young athletes, a population in whom normal variants can mimic pathology. Overinterpretation of benign findings, such as left ventricular hypertrophy from athletic conditioning or repolarization changes common in adolescents, can lead to unnecessary restrictions on athletic participation, potentially denying young people the health and social benefits of sports. Disparities in implementation are also likely. Well-resourced school districts may absorb EKG costs and ensure quality interpretation, while under-resourced districts may struggle to comply or interpret results accurately, creating inequitable screening quality. Universal EKG screening in asymptomatic young athletes generates high false positive rates and may not reduce sudden cardiac death mortality compared to careful history, physical examination, and risk-stratified targeted testing. American Heart Association Pre-Participation Screening Committee, Circulation, 2007. What this means for patients. Young athletes should receive thorough pre-participation evaluations, including personal and family cardiac history and physical examination. Those with warning signs or family history of sudden cardiac death should undergo targeted EKG or echocardiography rather than presuming all athletes need EKGs. For clinicians, school physicians should implement evidence-based, risk-stratified screening protocols that rely on comprehensive history and physical exam as the foundation, reserving EKG and advanced imaging for targeted populations to minimize false positives and unnecessary referrals. For policymakers, state and local education officials should adopt screening guidelines aligned with American Heart Association and American Academy of Pediatrics recommendations, ensuring adequate funding for training, infrastructure, and specialist capacity rather than implementing universal EKG mandates that may create more healthcare burden than benefit. Frequently asked questions: is sudden cardiac death in young athletes preventable? Yes, in many cases. Most sudden cardiac deaths are caused by structural or electrical abnormalities that may be detectable through careful screening. However, no screening strategy achieves 100% sensitivity, and the rarity of the event means that universal screening of asymptomatic populations produces many false alarms for every case prevented. Risk-stratified approaches targeting high-risk individuals are more efficient. Why do some countries use EKG screening while others don't? Italy and some European countries implemented mandatory EKG screening for athletes in the 1980s-1990s and reported identifying cases of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. However, these programs operate within healthcare systems with strong specialist infrastructure for follow-up. The U.S. lacks comparable universal systems, making implementation of universal screening more challenging and costly. What should a student athlete do if flagged by an EKG screening? Not all EKG abnormalities in young athletes indicate disease. Many represent normal variants or athletic conditioning effects. Any athlete with an abnormal EKG finding should receive evaluation by a cardiologist or sports medicine physician, ideally one experienced in interpreting EKGs in young athletes, before activity restriction is considered. A second opinion is often warranted. As states and school districts continue to prioritize student-athlete safety, the evidence suggests that thoughtful, evidence-based screening using risk stratification offers better protection than universal EKG mandates. Policymakers should consider investing in training school physicians to conduct comprehensive pre-participation evaluations and ensuring timely access to cardiologists for targeted follow-up, rather than implementing screening protocols that may generate more false positives than prevented deaths. Source: Opinion. Florida is the first state to require EKGs for high school athletes. It's a mistake, Stat News.